You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Billows, I want to talk about doctors over in the UK.
Oh, goodness. Okay, then. Let's talk about that.
Now, they're being urged not to comfort patients with hugs.
Okay.
Now,
I'm not sure I've ever been hugged by a doctor, but I think that just means that I've been in relatively good health, I guess.
I don't think you've gotten any
horrible
groundbreaking,
yeah,
earth-shattering news. So I'm not a big hugger. I want to point that out nice and early on in this piece. I'm not like, why can't everybody just hug each other? Like, I understand that other people shouldn't touch other people.
Yeah, I don't mind a hug with people in my inner sanctum.
Yeah, like people that you like and that you welcome into your arms for a hug.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. But doctors are, you know, being urged because it could lead to some misinterpretation. It could lead to some legal battles.
Misinterpretation. Is anyone having this scenario happen? Sorry, I've got some bad news for you. You've actually got lung cancer. You've got one day to live.
Cry,
a little bit of a hug. I think this doctor wants to bang me.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that happening? Because I don't think so.
That's what they're trying to avoid. Whether it's happening, it's unclear, but what they're trying to do is stop, just draw a line in the sand, mate, you're super sick, you stand there, I'm the doctor, I'll stand here. And they've been, they're like, maybe you can give each other a handshake.
Is there not already that line in the sand of when you go to the doctor, there's a pretty strict rule of don't bang your patient.
Yeah,
so your patient knows that as well.
Yeah.
So if there is a hug, it's not a sexual hug.
Yeah.
So if you get bad news now, are you going to get a crisp high five? Are you going to get knuckles?
Yeah, right.
Blow it up?
I mean, you might just need, and this should be, like, circumstantial. Like, a patient might just need a hug.
If you get horrible news and you're there on your own,
yeah,
what that doctor's going to be, I'm just going to leave you to sit with that for a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Just going to busy myself with some paperwork. Don't mind me.
Yeah, I'll be back in five.
But whatever you do, do not hug me because we are rules about that sort of thing around here.
I just think it's political correctness gone a little bit wrong.
I think you're
right,
Amber.
I can be pretty Captain PC. I'm steering this PC ship.
I'm the first mate on that ship, and I agree with you, Amber.
Exactly. This has gone a bit too far.
Naughty or sporty at 6:40.
Wow.
Just wanted to do a quick jump there.
Nice.
Prove I still got it in me.
What have we got?
Amber. It's a day after Valentine's Day, and the Winter Olympics are on. We got a naughty. I was meaning it could go either way.
Yeah, right.
There's things happening.
Well, thank God it's a naughty. Oh. I don't want to talk about sport. It's so boring.
Oh, you don't want to talk about the Winter Olympics?
No.
Amber, it was Valentine's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
And it is a day that isn't for everyone.
No.
The single folk, it's just another day. Now, I did read somewhere that apps like Tinder have about a 20% increase in their use on Valentine's Day or the day before.
Yes, I did hear that.
That makes sense.
Yes, totally.
But a more interesting statistic is Pornhub.com notices a 300% spike.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And they gave their users or their prospective users a little bit of a Valentine's gift.
Nice.
They made Pornhub Premium free for Valentine's Day.
Whoa.
So that definitely helped with their 300% spike.
I wonder what comes with Pornhub Premium.
I think there's premium material is what it says on this article.
So some better quality.
I don't know if it means it's bloody sexy 4K vid. Or if it's just stupidly sexy and depraved stuff. But would you like to know what people are searching on Valentine's, Amber?
I always look forward to this. I was thinking about it last night. I was like, yeah, there's going to be some Pornhub stats tomorrow.
And I can't even think of what videos would come up with some of these. Here's the top three.
Yeah.
Valentine. Cupid. Love. Who's got a Pornhub for love? Then it filths up a bit. We got massage, lingerie. Back to romance and passionate. Then kinky and rough sex.
Mm-hmm.
Then making love erotic and sensual. And then, she gets back into filth town. Who's searching Valentine on Valentine's at Pornhub.com and what is coming up?
What happens with the Cupid videos? Is there a man dressed as a giant baby? Because I don't want to see that.
That is not going to do it for me, Emma. That's
for
damn sure. But, I mean, even just typing in love. What's coming up at Pornhub when you type in love?
I don't know. Maybe some, you know,
real get your phone out.
Passionate. I will not.
Get your phone out.
No.
It's for work.
No.
Our audience deserves this, Amber. Not a team player at all.
Sunraiser, why don't you get your phones out? Let us know.
Yeah, it's still Valentine's Day in the States. Pornhub Premium might still be free. Talking about Duncan Robb in the UK, Amber. He was left by his mates to buy some Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets for the whole gang.
It's a lot of pressure.
No, he's fine. You feel the pressure. Yeah. It's going to a website and putting in your credit card details. No pressure.
Okay.
He thought he'd found himself a bargain. $41 each to see the Chili Peppers.
Wow.
He'd actually bought tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Who claim to be the world's best bagpipe band.
Well, they're very good, but, man, I would leave there with a headache.
I would leave there with sore feet, Amber, because that'd be a wonderful night out.
Oh, you're stomping.
Oh, it'd be great fun.
So it's an epic fail for old Dunks and his mates. But 13, 12, 16, we want to hear about the time that you bought the wrong tickets. Paul's on the line, mate. Did you buy the wrong tickets?
I did, and I'm an absolute idiot for doing so. Do not do what I do. It's horrible.
What'd you do, mate?
All right, so AC/DC were touring, doing one of their last tours just recently. Remember that?
Yeah.
Black something.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Train, Black Ice.
Black Ice, that's what it was, yes.
It's a dumb tour name, but anyway.
Hey, I will not hear a bad word about AC/DC, and any, they can call their tour what they want, Amber.
All right, what happened?
All right, so a couple of months prior, there was another tour going on, and I got all excited for it and bought tickets to go see Akadaka. I was like, yeah, this is great, they're going to be amazing. I didn't click that they were playing at the local bowls club and tickets were only $40. I just thought it was a hometown show.
Aww.
And it turns out it was the Akadaka or the AC/DC Australian cover band.
Oh, aww. Sorry. It's a tribute band called Akadaka.
Yeah, they're like renowned around the world. Like, they've toured as big as AC/DC, not in bigger venues, but like the internationally acclaimed AC/DC cover band.
Oh, well, growing up in Merbein, I thought AC/DC, everyone called them Akadaka anyway.
Exactly. See, so when it came up, I just thought, oh, they're just doing like a one-off show, you know, that kind of thing. But no, $40 and yeah, it was... In saying that though, the show was okay, but it wasn't the best one you could see.
It wasn't AC/DC.
That must happen to them 5 times a show. Like, surely people come up to them like, you duped us.
There was a few other people towards the back just going, this isn't what I thought it was, and they left.
So you didn't make it to the actual AC/DC, only the
No, I was out of the country when they toured, so I didn't get to see the real one, and I'm probably not going to stand now.
Spewing. Well, at least you've seen Akadaka.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, mate.
No worries, guys.
Keep them coming through. 13, 12, 16. Egg on your face. When'd you buy the wrong tickets?
When'd you buy the wrong tickets? Amber, I want to talk about Duncan Robb. He was left in charge by his mates to get some Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets, and he found some bargain tickets online.
Awesome.
And he was the toast of his group of friends.
Good on him.
$41 to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What?
They're like, how'd you even do that? He's like, I'm pretty handy on Google, mate. Leave it up to old Dunk. He'll get us to home.
Yeah.
He'll get us to see those Chili Peppers.
Good on him.
And so the tickets came in the mail.
Mm.
Pops them up on the fridge. Pride of place.
Yeah.
Guys,
hey,
don't forget.
Check this out.
We're going to see the Chili Peppers. It's going to be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of his friends asked him, who's the support act?
Mm.
That's a good question. It doesn't say it on the tickets.
Oh.
Let's have a look online.
Yep.
So they start looking online and they can't find the Chili Peppers performing on the date they're going. Oh, that's weird. Surely it'd be somewhere on the internet.
Was there a cancelled show that we missed?
Well, that's what they were worried about.
Yeah.
It wasn't until they looked at the tickets and they realised that he'd actually bought tickets for a band called the Red Hot Chili Pipers. They are a Scottish bagpiping band. Okay. They claim to be the world's best bagpipe band. Have a listen to them. See what you think.
Oh, God.
Bit of Avicii.
Wow. That's, like, they're very good at what they do.
Oh, yes.
If you're signing up for the Chili Peppers and you get tickets to the Chili Pipers...
Look, they're still going to go along, I believe.
Sure.
Because why wouldn't you? I mean, if everything's already booked and in place, like, look, it's not the night we intended on having, but still could be a wonderful evening for all involved.
Yeah, sure.
So 13, 12, 16, when did you buy the wrong tickets? When did you buy the wrong tickets? I know it wouldn't have happened real often.
Mm.
I left a friend of mine in charge to pick us up tickets to see Iron Man 3 when that was at the cinema.
Oh, cool.
And we walked in there and the cinema was chockers.
Mm.
And I remember thinking to myself, these words went through my head. There is a lot of Asian people in here.
Oh, wow.
Bear with me.
Mm.
She had actually bought tickets to see Ip Man 3, which is a kung fu movie. We wet ourselves laughing when we realised we weren't watching a 15-minute preview. We were actually in the movie.
Oh, you were devo, too.
Yeah, I was pretty upset. Iron Man. I was very upset. But 13, 12, 16, when did you buy the wrong tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Amber, it's a sad day. Mm. We have lost someone who, not overly famous, but still led quite a life. So I'd like to talking about the passing of Thomas. Oh, thank you. Thank you all for being here while we celebrate the life of Thomas. It's going to be a lovely day today.
I think I'm going to cry already. What's happening?
Thomas is from New Zealand, Amber. Passed away at just the age of 40 years old.
Oh.
Fathered 68 children.
What? Whoa.
And Thomas was a goose.
Dude. You had me?
Yeah. Why is it any less sad? It's because Thomas is a goose. Let me tell you about Thomas's life, Amber. Okay. Thomas was blind, for one. Oh. So, yeah, you're glad you laughed at Thomas now?
No, I wasn't laughing at Thomas. I was rolling my eyes into space over you.
Thomas started life, and look, I don't want to, let's just say, Thomas had a male lover for quite a long time in his life.
That's adorable.
Which is just wonderful. Good on you, Thomas. Thomas found Henry.
His name is Thomas.
Thomas and Henry had
a goose. I'll remind you all, we're talking about Thomas the goose.
Amber, don't you take away from this. Thomas and Henry had many happy years together before Henrietta entered the picture.
What is
so happening? At this point, Henry, who should have been on the outer, decided, nut, I'm sticking around. So Thomas, Henry, and Henrietta all had this big polyamorous relationship.
Oh my God, that's so progressive.
Where they all raised their 68 kids over the years as a love triangle.
As a trio.
As a trio, yes.
A thruple.
Were you about to say threesome?
Yep.
Yep, thought so.
Thruple's the better word used by polyamorous couples.
Geese-em.
That just happened.
That just happened on the spot. I've never been happier with that wordplay.
So we've got a blind...
Blind Thomas.
Mostly homosexual, polyamorous goose.
I don't know too many homosexuals with 68 kids, Amber. I think we're going to have to go with bisexual on this one.
Okay, that works, yes.
But yes, Thomas, it was released by the Wellington Bird Rehabilitation Trust that Thomas had passed away. So I just wanted to take a moment just to celebrate the life
of Thomas.
Thomas, the super duper fertile goose. Amber, Queen Elizabeth II is on a rampage.
Big Lizzie.
She loves being called Big Lizzie,
yeah,
I'm sure. Big Liz! She has declared war on plastic, Amber.
Oh.
Yeah, her and her mate, Sir David Attenborough.
That was very misleading of you.
Really was. Sorry to those who just ran to their bunkers. Come out, you're fine.
It's just plastic.
Yeah. Sir David Attenborough, him and the Queen... They put together a bit of a doco, and since then, she's had a strong desire to tackle this issue. So she's cutting back on plastics in all the royal estates, so things like straws, plastic bottles, anything like that.
That's awesome.
That is really cool. So it's a great move. So for her because...
She's the most powerful woman in the world, and if... Yeah.
I was just trying to think if I could think of more people.
It's the Queen of freaking England.
Yeah, but what does she do?
She cuts ribbons, opens bridges, and kisses babies.
And bans bottles, and that's a productive day for her, Amber.
I think this is a good move. I think it's the way the future should be going. We are looking towards a more sustainable Earth.
Blah, blah, blah. 13, 12, 16, what was banned in your house? You can talk about plastic all you like. Do that on your own time. Yeah. I'm talking about what was banned in your house.
Well, did your mum ban anything?
Big Babs, when I was just a pup, banned The Simpsons. Because in the early 90s, when The Simpsons first came out, Amber, old Bart Simpson was just the naughtiest thing. He rides a skateboard and has a slingshot.
My.
He just told his mother not to have a cow. The 90s was a different time, guys.
What does cowabunga dude mean? I don't think it's a good thing.
Is eat my shorts sexual?
My mum banned ball games inside. Which, look, in hindsight, I believe to be fair, as a child, I was like, this is not okay.
Well, that makes sense because I've also banned you from ball games here at work because Amber doesn't know the difference between kicking a ball 1 meter or 50. So she breaks things all the time.
My dad invented an awesome game called Rugger, which we used to play when mum wasn't home. And she confiscated all the Rugger balls. So,
what were the Rugger balls?
Like balls, like actual balls.
Fantastic. The Queen has banned plastic in Buckingham Palace and the other royal estates, so it got us talking about what was banned in our households. Mm-hmm. My mum early on decided that the Simpsons was too naughty for my young eyes.
How old are we talking?
Oh, I'm talking like five,
oh,
six.
That is young.
Yeah. But it went on to be like the guiding force of my life. I consider I was raised by my mum, my dad, and the Simpsons.
That's fair.
Yeah. So the ban didn't last real long.
I feel like a lot of mums, my mum banned indoor ball games.
Because you're a horrible...
One in particular called Rugger.
You're a horrible mix of violent, enthusiastic, and uncoordinated.
Yeah.
So I think it was for the best.
Yes. Thanks, Mum. In hindsight, it was a good idea.
Yeah, Di, I'm on your side.
A lot of her valuables got broken.
Yeah.
So 13, 12, 16, we're asking what got banned in your house, Kelly?
My mum banned my brother and I from watching the movie Billy Madison. the reason was actually because we watched it so often and so much that we would quote it 24/7.
Yes. Oh, okay, yes.
And she got so annoyed. Like, she used to yell at us when we'd quote it and be like, oh, that movie again. Like, it was more of a annoying.
All right.
I thought it was going to be a very different reason why.
No, she didn't care at all about, like, there was swearing in the movie. It was just the fact that we were quoting it so much. She was like, I can't have this in my house anymore.
All right then, Kelly, I'm going to test you on your Billy Madison knowledge here just to see how much you did watch it.
Yeah.
If you can do the next line of this. You ready?
Yep.
Shampoo is better.
I go on first and clean the hair.
Yeah, no, your mum was right to ban it. You've watched it too much. So have I, for the record, but still, yeah.
Sidebar, what's that movie with the kid called Billy that does the dancing?
Are you about to compare Billy Madison to Billy Elliot?
That's what I thought we were talking
Get out.
About.
Get out now.
No,
it's the Billows and Kelly show now. Amber is out. Thanks for your call, Kel.
That's all right.
Keep them coming through. That was highly embarrassing.
Could not think of two more different movies. Amber, it's a sad day. Mm. We have lost someone who, not overly famous, but still led quite a life. So I'd like to talking about the passing of Thomas. Ah, thank you. Thank you all for being here while we celebrate the life of Thomas. It's going to be a lovely day today.
I think I'm going to cry already. What's happening?
Thomas is from New Zealand, Amber. Passed away at just the age of 40 years old.
Oh.
Fathered 68 children.
What? Whoa.
And Thomas was a goose.
Dude. You had me?
Yeah. Why is it any less sad? It's because Thomas is a goose. Let me tell you about Thomas's life, Amber. Okay. Thomas was blind, for one. Oh. So, yeah, you're glad you laughed at Thomas now?
No, I wasn't laughing at Thomas. I was rolling my eyes into space over you.
Thomas started life, and look, I don't want to... let's just say Thomas had a male lover for quite a long time in his life.
That's adorable.
Which is just wonderful. Good on you, Thomas. Thomas found Henry.
His name is Thomas.
Thomas and Henry had
a goose. I'll remind you all, we're talking about Thomas the goose.
Amber, don't you take away from this. Thomas and Henry had many happy years together before Henrietta entered the picture.
What is
so
happening?
At this point, Henry, who should have been on the outer, decided, nut. I'm sticking around. So Thomas, Henry, and Henrietta all had this big polyamorous relationship.
Oh my God, that's so progressive.
Where they all raised their 68 kids over the years as a love triangle.
As a trio.
As a trio, yes.
A thruple.
Were you about to say threesome?
Yep.
Yep, thought so.
Thruple's the better word used by polyamorous couples.
Geesome.
That just happened.
That just happened on the spot. I've never been happier with that wordplay.
So we've got a blind
Thomas.
Mostly homosexual, polyamorous goose.
I don't know too many homosexuals with 68 kids, Amber. I think we're going to have to go with bisexual on this one.
Okay, that works, yes.
But yes, Thomas, it was released by the Wellington Bird Rehabilitation Trust that Thomas had passed away. So I just wanted to take a moment just to celebrate the life.
Bless you,
of Thomas. The super duper fertile goose.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.